From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Grenada is bracing itself for a wave of strikes, while the ACP and Europe look around for an alternative to Fiji. One Caribbean Prime Minister tells us why Trinidad or Guyana would be ideal. And several Pakistani players on tour in the West Indies are fined for refusing to cooperate with a match-fixing inquiry. I'm Karen Weir, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The long-running strike by workers at the Grenada Broadcasting Network appears to be spreading to other sectors. Indications are that support for the GBN workers is strong and a wave of sympathy strikes is being predicted. We're going straight to our correspondent Lou Smith, who's live on the line from St George's. Lou, what's the latest?
Well, Karen, undoubtedly there has been overwhelming support for the strike call issued yesterday by the Technical and Allied Workers Union for workers at some of the essential services to stop work today. And while there has been no significant disruptions in services at the water, telephone and electricity departments and at the seaport, the same cannot be said for Grenada's Lone International Airport, Point Celine. For around 2 o'clock this afternoon, the Liat Airport staff downed tools to be joined afterwards by airport workers. Liat, you may know, is the major ground handling.